Okay, my friends, our friends. We are so happy you're here. We have got a spooky story for you because it is spooky story season. And as you know by now, our spooky stories are not incredibly spooky, but they're a little bit spooky. And today's story is called Hardly Haunted. It's a story by Jesse Sima. It's read today by Mommy and... Who are you?
Well, currently my name is Bee.
Bee? Like Bumblebee. A transformer? Are you a transformer? You're going to love this story because this creature in this story might possibly transform. Are you ready? And I'm hoping...
Into what?
Can you help me with the sound effects since you're really good at that? Yeah?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Hardly Haunted. There was a house on a hill. And that house was worried. And we can see her. She looks like a nice little house. I'm a house, thought the house. And sure enough, when you look inside, there's a basement and an attic and a living room and a bathroom and maybe an office or a library part. And then our bedrooms, all kinds of rooms, right? People are supposed to live in me. But no one did. Which was pretty suspicious. I think, thought the house, I might be... Go ahead. Haunted!
Dun, dun, dun!
And my friends, there are black crows flying around her. And a black cat.
That looks sad, and it's been in every single picture.
It's been in every single picture. The house did not want to be haunted. Who would want to live in a haunted house? If I'm on my very best behavior, she thought, maybe no one will notice how spooky I am. Oh, I don't know.
Little kitten.
Yep, inside we can see. Oof, is this house in good shape? Mm. Let's see. There's no hiding that I'm dusty and full of cobwebs. Oh, yes, this house needs to be cleaned. But if I hold still, maybe my doors won't creak. Oh dear, those are very creaky doors. Maybe if I keep quiet, maybe my stairs won't Oh dear, she's got squeaky stairs, and the black cat is climbing up the stairs going, oh, what's this strange noise? And if I stay calm, maybe my pipes won't rattle. Oh dear. She's got questionable plumbing. This isn't working, she thought. I'll have to try harder. The house held her breath. She kept very still and very quiet and very calm.
She kind of looks a little warped.
Yeah, she looks like she's about to explode, trying to hold her breath.
She looks really warped.
Mm.
Can't you see warped?
Yes. Warped? What does warped mean?
Like, warped means like swirly and...
Bent?
Bent.
Swollen out of place? Yep. Yes, she does. Definitely. I think I'm doing it, the house thought, and she almost was, but then the wind came. It started with a scratch, scratch. Oh no, there's a tree next to the house, and its branches are scratching her. And a flicker of lights, and her foundation began to... groan. Mm-hmm. And a gust through her roof let out a ho into the night. Whoa, thought the house. That was fun. Once the wind had gone and the night was quiet, still and calm, but the house did not have to be. She liked being noisy. Maybe she liked being haunted. She's transforming. But that didn't keep the house from feeling lonely. I'll just have to find people who like that I'm spooky, she thought. A family who will help this haunted house become a haunted home. Oh, there are lots of people who like spooky. Mm-hmm. Right?
Maybe.
Maybe a family of people who like spooky would want to move in there.
Yeah, maybe my dad. He loves spooky.
Okay. But that's when she saw them coming up the hill. Oh, friends. They came inside. They made themselves at home. And who are they? What are they?
Ghosts.
Spooky ghosts or a happy family of ghosts?
Happy family of...
Yep, it's a happy family, and they're decorating. And that house on that hill was happy to be haunted. Because after all, she found her place, and she found her people. Sometimes you don't have to change at all. You just have to find the right people who like you the way you are. And that, my friends, is
the end. Nice to meet you. Bye-bye.